So, continuing with this setting, we've established the passage time, and let's say that in the example shown below, the passage time is set to 5 seconds. Jumping ahead a little bit, let's talk about the minimum gap, or if you'd like, we could call it minimum passage time. The typical practice is to set the passage time to set the minimum gap equal to the passage time minus the time in seconds between the stop line and the end of the dilemma zone. The end of the dilemma zone is typically 2 seconds. Therefore, if we had a passage time of 5 seconds, the minimum gap could be set to 5 seconds minus 2 seconds, or 3 seconds. So when the signal first turns green, we are using an extension time of 5 seconds. So when do we go to the 3 second minimum gap time? Well, we'll do this over some period of time. As the phase continues to extend, at some point we want to reduce the passage time down to the minimum gap time. Shown here is a common practice. We'll often set the time before reduction equal to 1/3 of whatever the maximum time setting is. We'll also set the time to reduce equal to 1/3 of what the maximum time is. Let's go ahead and show these on the image below. Shown above is the 5 second value, then we reduce down to the 3 second minimum gap time. The value shown here in this point right here is the time before reduce. The value shown here is the time to reduce. Those values are set to 1/3 of the maximum time. So effectively, during the time to reduce portion, which starts after 1/3 of the maximum green, the actual vehicle extension time or passage time is somewhere between 5 seconds and 3 seconds. Once we've gone to 2/3 of the maximum time, we've reached the minimum gap, and vehicles can be spaced at 3 seconds apart and can still continue to hold on up until the maximum green time.